the Father hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And I think that's another aspect in connection with the passage in 2 Thessalonians that we read. But I'd like to read a verse or two before the ones you read. And the apostle there in verse 4, notice he's encouraging the saints, the churches, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Now he's encouraging them, and we've talked a number of times, it has been mentioned how privileged we are to be able to sit and enjoy the word. And at the very same time today, there are places where the saints are persecuted, where they're tortured, and where they're killed and martyred in masses. And everything is against whoever uses the name of Jesus Christ favorably is a point of enmity, and he raises up the anger of an ungodly world. Now notice here what he says. A manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. I'm reading it as it is in the Darby translation, which is easier to understand. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Their sufferings, or even at the present time, any of the dear saints that are suffering today, God sees that. And he says in verse 6, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. So God being righteous, he's going to trouble those that are causing you the trouble today. We don't have to do that. We don't have to resist this. He's going to cause them in great trouble. He's going to bring them. And then he goes on to say this. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. To those who are presently being troubled by them, we will rest, enter into the rest that he has for us, and that will be brought to us, shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So here the judgment will come, and there's two classes that it says, flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. That, I believe, refers to the Gentile world. And then when he goes on, and those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, those are the apostate Jewish nation. And that judgment will come upon them. They don't believe the gospel, the good news that's now published. So that these scriptures are applicable for us and encouraging. And they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. When will that happen? When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe. Because our testimony, a little parenthesis, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So when the Lord comes in power and glory with his mighty angels, we will be with him in the glory. The rapture has taken place. And that, on all these passages of the kingdom, that aspect is hardly mentioned at all. But that's something that has been revealed to us for the present dispensation. And so here, when he comes, we will be with him, and we will then be manifest or display his glory. Everyone that will see us will admire Christ, his glory in the believer. What he has wrought out in us, in our lives, that will be there with him, will be displayed in that glory with him. Nothing of self, nothing of the flesh, but everything will be for his glory, this display of his great love and kindness towards his people.
Amen. May we sing hymn number 87.